Hi there, this is Mike Brute at the Warren Group bringing you our Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for April 2018. Last month, there were 4,157 single-family homes sold across the state, a 1.2% increase from April 2017. Condo sales also saw a notable spike, rising 15.1% from a year earlier with 1,963 transactions. But perhaps the most compelling trend last month is the continued appreciation of median single-family and condo prices, which increased to $375,000 and $373,000, respectively. Joining us now to share some insights on the Massachusetts real estate market is Warren Group CEO Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hi, Mike. Good to be here. It looks like we have a long weekend coming up, huh?
We sure do, and I'm looking forward to it. So, with condo and single-family home prices drawing almost equal in April, what sort of dynamic can we expect to see between the two property types moving forward?
Well, I'm struck by the similarities in the pricing of condos and single-family homes. You know, both of them have had a sharp run-up in their pricing, and at the moment, they're priced just about the same. The single-family home has a median price of $375,000, while a condo has a median price of $373,000. But what really distinguishes the two is the reason that the prices are on this path. Now, in the case of the single-family home, the 8.7% increase in median price is due to low inventory. Construction of brand-new single-family homes is slow, and people who own a home, for some reason, don't want to sell it. Now, that creates a low supply situation, which then leads to rising prices as more and more people bid on each property that comes up on the market. Now, for condominiums, we have a different situation. With condos, we see a lot more new construction. Condos are being developed throughout the greater Boston area. Now, these new condos are driving up prices because the new condos, those units, they have all the modern amenities that people may want. So it looks like both property types are nearing a record high water mark. Neither has ever seen a median price in any month over $400,000. But that day may come, and it may come soon.
Now, you just mentioned inventory, and it seems like that's all that anyone can talk about these days is the dwindling housing market inventory in Massachusetts and its impact on prices. And some experts even think that this could be one of the next big hot-button issues in politics, whether it's locally or nationwide. Do you think we might be approaching the threshold where this could really become a reality?
Well, I think that the real problem, low inventory, is the underlying problem. But what people are really concerned about is the affordability of housing. And there are lots of people, politicians, economists, and business owners, who are very concerned with the cost of housing. The social effects of high housing costs are enormous. Lower and middle income people and families are getting pushed out. This urban economy is dependent on service workers making modest wages. But where will they live? If they can't live close to their jobs, then traffic and public transportation congestions and all of the delays in getting to work have an impact on the entire region. Now, it's a free market, and there is little that can be done cheaply or easily to relieve some of this pressure. Cities and towns with their planners and mayors and their counselors work on solutions, but really the issue is that public housing with reasonable rents is very expensive to create and to maintain. So that's a viable option only for a small sliver of the demand. Another solution is higher density, where more units are allowed per square foot or per 1,000 square feet of land. For example, the condo towers in Boston are providing, these are all new buildings, are providing more units in smaller areas. But there are costs there too. Traffic and public transportation pressures, for example, are create a really tough problem when you have that high density. Now, Boston's not alone, and cities like San Francisco face even greater problems. In many ways, you just have to realize that this is a price of popularity and the price for having a strong job market here in Massachusetts.
Well, thanks, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for April 2018. If you'd like more information about products and services from the Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.